Up. Living through the pandemic, there is no doubt you would have seen images and videos of authorities in some countries, such as Russia and Spain, spraying the streets with disinfectant and wondered, does this really make any difference? Well, Dr. Lisa Bricknell, Senior Lecturer in Environmental Health at Central Queensland University, has concluded that although it may make the public feel safer about coronavirus, it doesn't seem likely to protect people from infection. Patty Burton asked Dr. Bricknell why it is that some countries have been spraying the streets, urban areas and even beaches with disinfectant.
Well, I think it's possibly a combination. One is that they may be not paying attention to science, that they're doing what they think they need to do to provide a clean environment because there's so much public concern. But my interpretation is more that the government needs to be seen to be doing something because the public are very concerned. It's a very dangerous situation. And by the government spraying disinfectant around, they give the impression to people that they're actually making their environment safer.
Right. And so what sort of products have authorities in some countries, such as Russia, been using to disinfect these areas?
It's not really certain, but news reports have said that it's probably a weak solution or a solution of sodium hypochlorite, which is basically like a solution of bleach, which is something that you'd commonly use around the home, and it's used quite a lot in healthcare settings. And it's a good environmental disinfectant in the right circumstances.
And you've come to the conclusion that disinfecting streets is largely ineffective. Why is that?
Lots of reasons, actually. So if they are using the sodium hypochlorite, the substance that does the disinfecting is chlorine. So chlorine is a very effective sanitizer, but it's not an effective cleaner. So chlorine is broken down in the presence of organic matter, such as oils and fats, all sorts of other organic matter. It also, when it's exposed to UV, so sunlight, the ultraviolet light, the portion of sunlight, chlorine is very rapidly broken down and becomes ineffective. So in an external environment like the streets or even on a beach, as they've used in Spain, there's just naturally lots of organic matter. And so by the time effectively the chlorine hits the ground, it's going to be broken down by that organic matter, and then it's not going to be an effective disinfectant. And then again, when you're outside, if it's exposed to sunlight, that UV basically makes it ineffective. It's going to break down before it has an opportunity to actually act on the virus itself.
Okay, and has disinfectant spraying been happening in Australia?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm not aware of any Australian municipalities doing this kind of spraying, which is really good to hear, actually. My concern is that if people think that their environment has been effectively disinfected, then they're going to forget that they're not going to think they need to take care about social distancing and washing their hands. They're just going to think that, there's no virus out here, I'm safe, when that's really not the case at all. Because not only is the disinfectant broken down by the conditions, it also, even if it did sanitise, the next time someone who was infected with the virus walked past and sneezed or coughed, then they've recontaminated the environment. So the virus is there, and until someone comes on and disinfects again, it's going to be there.
And so what are some other ways authorities can keep public spaces clean without spending so much money on the spraying?
Yeah, really, look, the best evidence and all of the best protection we have is that people stay away from each other, that they practice social distancing, and that they wash their hands, that people avoid spending large amounts of time in places that may have lots of people. And, you could find that perhaps regular wiping down of commonly touched surfaces could work. So people are cleaning them more than disinfecting, but just cleaning. So with your normal cleaning products. So you might be thinking about, handrails and stuff like that. But again, you'd be having to wipe those down every time someone walked past and used the handrail because that person may have COVID-19. So it's much more a case of people avoiding potentially infectious situations than actually cleaning up an outdoor area. we've still got virus in our communities, and we're not 100% certain about how much virus is in our communities, because people can have it without symptoms and be asymptomatic. So just really practice those, that social distancing and the hand washing, as long as we have COVID-19 in our community.
Dr. Lisa Bricknell, Senior Lecturer in Environmental Health at Central Queensland University, speaking there with Patty Burton.